Awaken us, Lord, to your light. Open our eyes to your presence. Gather us beneath the tree of life and lead us beside the crystal waters. We join to sing When Morning Gilds the Skies. Today, we are thinking about Christian Aid Week, and the thing that we're going to focus on, what's that? Water. Delicious, but rather selfish. So I think the only thing is that you should all have some too. When you get your water, this is an instruction like you were going to have Holy Communion. When you get your water, would you please hold it? And as my glamorous assistants are getting the water out to me, let's sing. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, Bowo. Amen, Bowo. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, Bowo. Amen, Bowo. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, Bawa. Amen, Bawa. Amen, say Akadumisa. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, bo wo. Amen, bo wo. Amen, see, I could do me so. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Everybody equipped? So we're going to use this. Firstly, I want you to take a mouthful and give thanks that you have clean water. And then I want you to drink it all off and to think of water as a fundamental element that links us with all people all over the world, links us to nature, and for that we thank and praise God. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're joined to sing, Have You Heard the Raindrops? Right, so a test of your knowledge of Christian Aid. Could be embarrassing. Especially if you're one of the Christian Aid workers. Christian Aid only gives its money to Christians. True or false? False. Christian Aid only works with Christians. When disasters happen around the world, Christian Aid always works independently. False. How many countries is Christian Aid working in? 15? 50? 126? Right, okay, I won't embarrass you for once. 15? 50? 126? Now, you see, you said, I know the way these things work. You thought, aha, really precise number. It'll be that one. Wrong. Nearly 50 countries. Christian Aid believes that what you need to do in a situation is you go in, you work for the disaster, and then you leave. True or false? False. Long-term projects, working alongside partners. The majority of Christian Aid's money comes from collections from people like us. True or false? True. The vast majority of it. In fact, it comes from donations, and they have made a decision that they will not take more than 30% of their money from institutions and governments. They made that as a policy decision, even if they were to get that far, and they haven't. Christian Aid's money is given to local partners, not to governments. True or false? Christian Aid's money is given to local partners, not to governments. True. What percentage of the money raised goes to charitable activities? 100? 100%? So, if by charitable activities, you could argue, of course, it's Christian Aid, so anything it does is a charitable activity. What percentage of its money goes to its causes overseas? 80? Lower than 90? Higher than 80? What do you think? I'll tell you the number because I've done my homework. 84%. And you know that whole thing about people are anxious that we give money to organisations and causes and then they fritter it away or they waste it? A quarter of Christian Aid's money is spent working with partners to make sure that the resources are properly spent. So it's a big percentage of money is work, you know, finding new projects and making sure that those projects that are happening properly. How much money 2006-07 do you think Christian Aid spent responding to emergencies and supporting development programs? How much money? What do you think? All right, I'll start. 10 million? More? Much more? 20 million? More than 20? More than 30? Yes. More than 40? Yes. More than 50? Yes. 2006-07,
In large part thanks to our donations, Christian Aid spent £63.9 million responding to emergencies and supporting development programmes in nearly 50 of the world's poorest countries. So we play our small part in a rather large organisation. And it is, we would clearly see, work of God that we play our small part in. And why would we do such a thing? Well, I think you'll find that the answer is in the next song that we're going to sing, Am I My Brother's Keeper? So the Lord Jesus, in his time on the earth, did many things that would challenge and would confront the establishment, would change life for individuals, but also that change would be a sign to anybody else who was around the outside looking. This is a story of a healing miracle, which Liz Cook will read to us. Here she is. How did that happen?
The reading is from John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9, the healing at the pool. After this, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a religious festival. Near the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool with five porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethzatha. A large crowd of sick people were lying in the porches, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that the man had been ill for such a long time. So he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one here to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to get in, someone else gets there first." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man got well. He picked up his mat and started walking. The day this happened was a Sabbath.
Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so very glad, I'm so glad they prayed.
I'm so glad they prayed for me. My sister prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so very glad, I'm so glad she prayed, I'm so glad she prayed for me. My brother prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so very glad, I'm so glad he prayed, I'm so glad he prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so very glad, I'm so glad they prayed, I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Praying is an important thing for us to be doing, but it is not all. And this is about moving into action. But it's also moving into action in a Christian context that says that this is the work of the Spirit, and it's not just us doing that which we fancy on any one day. So we're going to see a reflection on some of Christian Aid's work, which we're going to watch. And we're going to use that for our prayers of intercession. So as you're watching, so you're learning, so you're also praying. But let's sing the Don't Be Afraid, just so we can get ourselves in the right tone.
Stronger, my love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near. Don't be afraid.
We believe with God everything is possible. do a lot of good. We have seen a lot of success. We've had a lot of prayer. And God has shown that He has done a lot for us. This passage speaks about our hope, our eternal hope. Ultimately, there will come a time when there will be no more poverty, there will be no more crying, there will be no more children suffering, there will be no more hatred, there will be no more injustice.
It's about facing all the suffering of the world. And this is the journey that we've been on this week. We've been here with Christian Aid. We've been through a program. We've seen the situation. We've seen individuals' lives. We've actually seen suffering. We've seen tears. We've faced all that suffering. And once you face that, the only way forward is hope. If we're willing to do something, to make an effort to put other people first, or to even make some small changes in our lives, we can be part of that process of reducing suffering, reducing pain, and wiping away tears.
There is no poverty. There are no hungry mouths to feed in heaven. There are no big unions in heaven.
Because we know you love everyone on the earth, we pray to you. Because we know that all people deserve to live with dignity, we pray to you. Because we know that the privilege of our birthplace has given us rights and comforts that others are denied, we pray to you. And our prayer is this: move us to action. Move us to real generosity. Move us to bring in your kingdom. Loving God, today, this week, this year, move us to bring in your kingdom. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near. In the name of Jesus, amen. So the loose cash that is given today is to be given to Christian Aid. And when it comes to the prayer of dedication, we will be dedicating not only money, but also the time of those who are collectors, counters, tin rattlers, cake bakers, I don't care. Right, come on, collectors, counters, cake bakers, tin rattlers, stall holders. On your feet, please, if your legs will let you. Come on, if you're going to be doing the business. Counters, whatever it is. Emily? Sheesh, one of my team. Let us join to pray. Lord, as we seek to to uplift those you love, make us aware that it is you we are lifting up. As we offer up our gifts this week, our gifts of money and our gifts of time, may we see your kingdom breaking through. In the name of your Son Jesus, who gave all that he had to give. Amen. Mm-mm-mm. Isn't that fantastic, that line, who gave all that he had to give? That is... Right, we're going to sing our final hymn. I've given the order of service away somehow. Servant King, we join to sing. God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, superficial relationships, so that we will live deep within God's heart. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and the exploitation of people, so that we will work for justice, equity, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that we will reach out our hands to comfort them and change their pain to joy. And may God bless us with the foolishness to think that we can make a difference in our world, so that we will do the things which others tell us cannot be done. Amen.